Is your favorite bar closed? The DrinkWorks Home Bar by Keurig is the answer. The DrinkWorks Home Bar makes over 30 cocktails at the push of a button, including your all-time favorites, Moscow Mules, Mojitos, and Old Fashions in an all-new 12-pack. Just insert the cocktail pot and press start. Now, for a limited time at DrinkWorks.com, buy a home bar plus $60 worth of DrinkWorks products and receive $75 back. Only available at DrinkWorks.com. Cheers! Keurig is a registered trademark of Keurig Green Mountain Inc. Used under license. DrinkWorks, please enjoy responsibly. Is your favorite bar closed? The DrinkWorks Home Bar by Keurig is the answer. The DrinkWorks Home Bar makes over 30 cocktails at the push of a button, including your all-time favorites, Moscow Mules, Mojitos, and Old Fashions in an all-new 12-pack. Just insert the cocktail pot and press start. Now, for a limited time at DrinkWorks.com, buy a home bar plus $60 worth of DrinkWorks products and receive $75 back. Only available at DrinkWorks.com. Cheers! Keurig is a registered trademark of Keurig Green Mountain Inc. Used under license. DrinkWorks, please enjoy responsibly.
Using an overpriced trash bag?
Pricey, pricey, pricey!
A bag that breaks?
Whippy, whippy, whippy!
Or a smelly bag?
Stinky, stinky, stinky!
You gotta snag Hefty's Ultra Strong Trash Bag. Always at an ultra low price.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
It has Arm & Hammer odor control, so your nose and your wallet will be
happy, happy, happy!
Hefty Ultra Strong Trash Bags. Hefty strong all day long.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Mully and Hall will be back in 60 seconds on 670 The Score.
The wait is over. Football is back in action. That means you can watch your favorite players like Baker Mayfield and Saquon Barkley on Hulu Plus Live TV. Start your free trial today to watch football all season. Get access to over 65 channels and the largest streaming TV library, including exclusive originals and the hottest shows and movies. Live TV plan required. Restrictions apply. Learn more at Hulu.com.
Help protect yourself and your loved ones with Walgreens. Get your free flu shot with most insurance. Plus, get a $5 coupon off same-day purchases of $20. Defend your crew against the flu. Not valid in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. See coupon for restrictions. Vaccine subject to availability.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
The opening bell brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto.
Ramirez in the air, left center field, and this ball is off the wall, and the Indians will tie the game, and then some. Throw to the plate is not in time. It's 5-4 Cleveland.
We wanted Bummer for a complete inning. I couldn't put Bummer out there and then send it back out the next inning. You know what I'm saying? So it was one out we were trying to get. It didn't work, and we weren't gonna put. Rush bomb to get ready for that particular situation. We already had it, you know, set up. And in a perfect world, you know, best laid plans, obviously. Bum goes out there in the eighth and does what he did, and it works out. But everybody want to put it on me? Put it on me.
Okay.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That's the man responsible for the loss. He wants to put on him, you know. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Well,
was there anyone else?
Of course. No. Yeah. And I don't understand the logic there, Mully. Maybe you can help me kind of see where he's trying to come from. Aaron Bummer is a reliever who is used to high leverage situations, even though he has been injured. Carlos Rodon is a starter who hasn't been in a relief role in 5 years and hasn't been on the mound for you since August 3rd. With the bases loaded, trying to protect a 4-1 lead with two outs in the seventh, you need to face one guy to get one out. Wouldn't you more likely lean toward the reliever who is used to those situations to get you that out and to play the percentages? Doesn't that what baseball logic, isn't that what it dictates or not?
Well, if you want to put it on Ricky, then you go right ahead. I mean, I'm not going to play that game because clearly that wasn't the idea. That's not what he intended. It's just the outcome that was predictable, sadly. My God. I mean, that was just insane. And really, you could argue that there were enough mistakes made that was the reason that you got beaten in that series, quite frankly. And you know, it's just hard to lose games that you really need to win because you've made some kind of a blunder. And there's no other way of looking at that, sadly.
I was still trying to figure out what Gio Gonzalez was doing on the mound in the ninth inning the night before. And here's Carlos Rodon on the mound in the seventh. And you're right. Some of these decisions, this isn't just a throwaway series in the middle of July in the midst of a 162-game season. This is in the heat of a pennant race. You're trying to win a division. You're trying to do everything. So every move is going to be magnified. And unfortunately for Rick Renteria, I think this is one of those moves that backfired and is going to leave a mark. It's going to be difficult to look back at this season. And when you start to think about mistakes and managing styles and whether or not he's a good fit, this is where the conversation will start for a lot of people. And today that feels like it's fair and not an unfair overreaction.
I don't think it's an unfair overreaction in any fashion. I think it's the only reaction, right? I mean, I'm not trying to pick on Ricky in any way, but I, you know, when the guy says, okay, so is the implication that he wasn't the guy that made that choice? I don't understand. I'm really bereft of an idea as to what exactly he's trying to say when he's taking the blame. I mean, who else would the blame go to?
Well, I think he's trying to just absorb it from his players, from anybody who might be inclined to say Rodon blew it for the Sox. That was, they put Rodon in a terrible situation. It wasn't fair to Rodon to put him in those circumstances in a high leverage spot in his first appearance since August 3rd. I mean, that's ridiculous to expect a guy to have that command and control and to get that kind of an out in those circumstances.
Yeah, I think that the problem remains that this isn't the first time. This isn't the first mistake, if you will, that we've witnessed in this particular series. And it is a series where you were swept and where they're a game away from you and you are second in the division heading nowhere. And you can't – now you got to beat the Cubs. Now you have to win at home in order to secure home field advantage for the opening round, the only round where it's available to you. And I don't think I understand why you would do something like that. I mean, it was, you know, I've been waiting for those guys to come back, but right. I was surprised that they came back last night and then they played them both.
And we have been waiting for Rodon and Aaron Bummer to come back. And I wonder then, when you're making a decision when to deploy Carlos Rodon, and it's in this sort of high leverage spot to protect a lead after you got to Zach Plesac, do you think this was Ricky Renteria acting independently? Do you think that he discussed it? Where's Don Cooper in this? Where's the front office in this? I am kind of curious, Mully, to find out, and we'll never find out. Was this a consensus? Was this one guy who, following his gut, was this something discussed beforehand? Because it just doesn't seem to be real logical in terms of what they did there and who and why they did it.
All right, 312-644-6767 is the number. Let's start with Joe. Joe is in Mount Greenwood.
Hey, guys, Joe. Morning. Thanks for taking my call. I'm fed up with Renteria. Four games, he blew four games. And he keeps insisting on playing this Nomar, and we got Engel, and we got Dyson, and Mendick is the best second baseman we got. And to top it off, he's playing Encarnacion, who's batting a whopping 160. I don't get it, guys. I just don't get it.
I agree with you. I agree with you. I don't want to see Encarnacion. I don't want to see Nomar Mazara.
Mazara, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, Mazara, in fairness, did have a big hit last night, but I think I've seen enough at Encarnacion. I agree with you there.
Yeah. Okay, let's try Ron. Ron's in his car. Hey, Ron, how are you?
Hey, Ron.
I'm good. Guys, one of the games, Robert lost the game with him not catching the ball. I get it.
Okay.
I haven't slept for three nights.
Yeah.
This is exactly why Renteria cannot come back, pull Ozzy out of the booth, and let's get ready for next year. Yeah, this is just, I haven't slept for three nights. I'm just driving. I mean, this is just, it's driving me nuts. Mike, as a longtime Sox fan, you know what I'm talking about. I'm just driving to Iowa and going to drive back.
Wow.
I got to tell you, I'm not joking about this.
Field of Dreams.
I think it's kind of insane. I barely slept last night. okay? It bothered me so much because you just keep seeing them lose in these horrible, these walk-off losses, and then you finally have a game where you have like a, oh, here it is. You got the crooked number. You had a three-run inning, you know, and then you immediately surrender it. And you sit there and you just, it churns your stomach. And I don't know how to feel. I don't know how to feel about the playoffs, about, I told you, I'm like, you know, it's the Cubs Sox series. And I'm literally sitting here wondering, do I want to invest my time in this? Just because I might have to watch it after the fact in order to prevent myself from having some sort of a seizure. I feel like I got to get in my car and drive to Iowa right now.
Go to the Field of Dreams after all. I think it's the perfect matchup. The team that can't hit against a team that can't protect the lead, something's got to give. That should be the promo. The Sox bullpen against the Cubs offense, that's going to be, you know, a matchup. And it's frustrating because of the expectations and because of what the Sox have done after they clinched a playoff spot. They were the second team in the league to do that, and then they sort of stopped playing. And then they started last night, just didn't make any sense at all.
I got to tell you, honest to God, the only reasonable solution would be a split in a three-game series, which is, I believe, impossible. But that's how I feel about it. Maybe, I don't know which team's playing worse. Lose three in a row to Pittsburgh, and to not be able to hit against Pittsburgh, against that pitching, it's crazy. That's crazy. And they haven't hit in a while. And it's nuts. And then the White Sox, they're just,
Cubs are playing worse. I think the Cubs are playing worse because when you score 13 runs in your last 8 games, I think you do look like a team that, you know, can't figure out how to score. The Sox, it was exciting. I thought we were going to come in this morning after Mazzara had that biggest hit of the year yesterday, drove in 2 runs. I thought, okay, they got the police sack. We're going to talk about how optimism has been restored. And then Carlos Rodon comes in with the bases loaded, and it's a different story. So it's a good debate, but I think the Cubs are slightly worse than the White Sox heading into today's.
The White Sox have had a bad week. I think that goes without saying. The Cubs have had a bad 2 months offensively. I mean, they're hitting .220 as a club.
Yeah.
That's dire.
Yeah. Let's try Michael. We'll close it out with Michael. He's on the south side. Hey, Michael.
Hey, Michael.
Hey, you know what? It's the bullpen. It's the manager. I'm going to give you a list of the names the White Sox are using in the last 3 games in Cleveland. The closeout game, you know, Ruiz. The second game, Ruiz. Why we bring in somebody named Ruiz? Then you bring in Gonzalez at the end, Gonzalez. Then you bring in Rodon and what's the deal with Cordero all the time? He, the only thing he needs to be pitching is when they got a 6-run lead or they lose him by 6 runs. You got all these studs that's sitting in the bullpen, Bummer, Crochet. Foster.
Well, they couldn't go with Crochet because they played him 2 days in a row anyway, and he hadn't done that in 100,000 years in college, let alone in the majors. That wasn't an option.
You bring all these bums in.
Yeah. It's weird. I can't answer why they're doing things the way they're doing. You know, Evan Marshall's down.
It was enough to make you miss Ross Detweiler. It was enough to make you miss Detweiler, who was DFA'd. And whatever happened to Steve Cishek, he's gone now, too.
That was a bad signing. There's no way around it. That he just didn't work, period, end of story. And it's a pity. I think as much as everyone wants to sit here and blame Rick Renteria, I'm going to blame Joe Maddon because he ruined Cishek.
It's really a really non-sophisticated way to look at this whole thing.
You know, you could connect those dots, Molly, because that's a situation where Cishek would have been almost ideal for if he was pitching the way they expected him to pitch. Yes. It's Maddon's fault. Thank you.
Here's what I'm going to do now. Okay, I'm going to go. I'm going to just like completely lose all sense of myself, especially
sleep. Take a nap.
I'm absolutely delirious. I'm driving to Iowa the minute we get off the air, but we're going to talk to I like that. I had to get in the car and drive to Iowa and back.
Can you come back from Iowa? Don't you have to quarantine after four?
Was
sure
it the,
get back
was it
and stay?
Are you familiar with Werner Herzog, the German director, who was he's like slightly a madman, and I mean a brilliant person, but nuts. And there was some famous German critic who was taken very seriously ill, and I believe he was in France or something, and he realized the only way that she was going to make it is if he went to her by walking, and he like walked across Europe. That's how I feel right now. I've got to go to the Field of Dreams, damn it.
Please don't, because you're going to have to stay in quarantine for 14 days, and you know.
Exactly. We can't leave the state.
Yeah.
If I go through Wisconsin, I'm finished. All right. We'll talk to Dan Bernstein next. It's Mully and Awe on the Score.
The Dan Bernstein Show, weekdays 9 a.m. to noon.
Gail Sayers teammate Ed Obradovich.
God love Gail Sayers. He could run like no other running back could ever run or ever will run in the National Football League.
I don't think you could say it any better than that.
Dan Bernstein, weekdays 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
So long, summer. Find your new groove at the JCPenney Fall For You Sale. Shop doorbusters in-store and jcp.com Thursday to Sunday while they last. Like $4.99 select women's tees from A&A and St. John's Bay. Plus $17.99 select Arizona fashion denim for kids. Boost your savings and get an extra 25% off with coupon. On the go, contact-free curbside pickup is fast and easy. All for fall and fall for you. It's the season to save at JCPenney. Offers valid 9/24 to 9/27. Conditions and exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
It's all sports all the time. Go to BetRivers.com or download the BetRivers Illinois app from the App Store and start wagering. You thought UFC was done with Fight Island? Well, UFC 253 returns to Fight Island with a battle of undefeateds for the middleweight title. BetRivers Sportsbook is offering a knockout special. Check it out at BetRivers.com or on the BetRivers app and get ready for the NFL action too. Get your bets in at BetRivers Sportsbook and root for a breakdown in the secondary. Make your bets before the game starts. Download the app, bet online with BetRivers.com, or watch the game in our sportsbook at Rivers Casino, your hometown sportsbook. Listen, there's nothing like feeling the pain of your team going the wrong way. It may as well make it a physical, painful pain if one of these two teams has to win, so go ahead and bet on them. Download the BetRivers app at the App Store or go to BetRivers.com now. Not valid for any participant of the Illinois Gaming Board statewide voluntary self-exclusion program. Must be 21 years of age or older. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537.
Is your favorite bar closed? The DrinkWorks Home Bar by Keurig is the answer. The DrinkWorks Home Bar makes over 30 cocktails at the push of a button, including your all-time favorites, Moscow Mules, Mojitos, and Old Fashions in an all-new 12-pack. Just insert the cocktail pot and press start. Now, for a limited time at DrinkWorks.com, buy a home bar plus $60 worth of DrinkWorks products and receive $75 back. Only available at DrinkWorks.com. Cheers! Keurig is a registered trademark of Keurig Green Mountain Inc. Used under license. DrinkWorks, please enjoy responsibly.
Using an overpriced trash bag?
Pricey, pricey, pricey!
A bag that breaks?
Whippy, whippy, whippy!
Or a smelly bag?
Stinky, stinky, stinky!
You gotta snag Hefty's ultra-strong trash bag. Always at an ultra-low price.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
It has Arm & Hammer odor control, so your nose and your wallet will be
happy, happy, happy!
Hefty ultra-strong trash bags. Hefty strong all day long.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
The wait is over. Football is back in action. That means you can watch your favorite players like Baker Mayfield and Saquon Barkley on Hulu Plus Live TV. Start your free trial today to watch football all season. Get access to over 65 channels and the largest streaming TV library, including exclusive originals and the hottest shows and movies. Live TV plan required. Restrictions apply. Learn more at Hulu.com.
When you get your flu shot at Walgreens, you don't just leave with a bandage. You leave with a badge of honor. Because it means you don't just help protect yourself. You fight for the safety of the ones you love. It proves you'll do no matter what for those who matter most. Get your free flu shot.